This is Northwest News from KPLU. About 75 years ago, as the U.S. and Japan were on the brink of war, a young girl in Tokyo made her professional debut on the piano. Despite launching her career in the middle of a world war, she would go on to spend a lifetime performing and teaching all over the world. Today, she lives in Bellevue, and this weekend she'll be giving a concert to commemorate her debut and to benefit the Japanese Cultural and Community Center of Washington. She told her story to KPLU's Ed Ronco.
Inside her Bellevue home, Michi Harada North is seated at a Steinway grand piano. She's right in front of the fireplace, and she is playing this without the help of sheet music. Next to her is another Steinway. One of them is for her, the other is for her students. Do you have a preferred piano? Which one? Do you have your piano? And
well, they're very good. The other, by the window, is the older one.
Okay. North is in her early 80s, and the walls of her home are lined with framed black and white photos. One of them shows a young Japanese girl sitting at a piano with an orchestra behind her.
Yeah, that was my debut. I couldn't even reach the pedal, right?
So. She was 8.5 years old, and she did not know the meaning of the word nervous.
So I just went there, and I sat down and started playing, I guess. And even today's students, some lady comes and says, "Aren't you nervous?" You know, and then later on, he says, "What does a nervous mean?" So I said, "Don't say that word."
It was 1939 in Tokyo, and this concert would launch North into a professional life of playing piano and teaching. But think about that. 1939, Tokyo. Her life was about to change in other ways, too. You lived in Tokyo at a time that Americans definitely could not be in Tokyo.
we had visitors every night.
Visitors is a euphemism for American bombers. North's family slept with clothing nearby in case they needed to evacuate quickly. And during the day, they carried helmets and pads when out in public. Did music help you through that experience?
For a child, yeah, for that age. You know, I didn't really comprehend, you know. And my dad was in the United States when he was a young man, and went to Europe to study. Mm-hmm. And so he knew something about the world besides Japan, and he was always doubting about this war.
North's performance career was put on hold for the last few years of the war because there were prohibitions on large gatherings of people. She kept playing and practicing, and after World War II, the Americans came in and occupied Tokyo. And Michi Harada North, a young teenager once again able to play in public, got their attention. You performed for General MacArthur.
Yeah, that was a wonderful experience. He is sort of very imposing, you know, to me. He was so tall, you know. He came up, and he didn't really smile, but I never saw him smile.
She was asked to play Gershwin.
I said, "Who is Gershwin?" Who's Gershwin? I didn't know. I never heard of it, you know.
Her manager brought her to the movie theater at American headquarters, and they had her watch a new film called Rhapsody in Blue.
"George, I want you to write a serious concert piece based on the blues.
A serious piece that's blue, too. Blue themes and jazz rhythms. Of course."
To have lived as a child with, you know, the Americans bombing your city, and then all of a sudden the Americans are in your city, mm-hmm. Was it hard to, I mean, you were performing for General MacArthur, who ordered mm-hmm. bombing raids that could have killed you.
At first, I think many people wasn't sure. And I think we are just very glad that we don't have to face bombing every night.
I wonder, when you've been playing piano as long as you've been playing piano, do things still surprise you? Do you still learn while you're playing?
Oh, of course. I mean, one lifetime is not enough, I think. I have 5 sons, you know, and I even have 3 great-grandchildren now. But they say, "When are you going to be retiring, become a real grandmother?" Yeah, so I don't know. But in music, it doesn't end.
The learning.
The learning, yeah, I think so. Yeah. Like this. it's much difficult work. That.
That's Michi Harada North, who started playing as a little girl in Tokyo in the 1930s and still teaches students around the world. She spoke with KPLU's Ed Ronco. North will give a concert commemorating the anniversary of her professional debut on Sunday afternoon at Meany Hall on the University of Washington campus in Seattle.